Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
You had mentioned a couple of interesting moments from the BT and Sal show.
Yeah.
So I'll give you one. This one's from Friday. This was BT talking about how he was taking some heat on social media for what he wore when he recorded his interview with Rick Pitino. And I like how he says he doesn't care what people think, but then goes on.
Everybody's a fashion critic.
I think I know where we're going. Yeah.
Oh, they're either,
I noticed it.
They're either... Okay, so be honest.
Yeah.
All right, so they're either a fashion critic or... Oh, you skip leg day. I mean, everybody chimes in with their idiotic, moronic. And by the way, I got news for you. If there weren't dating apps, you'd get nothing. You got no game. Or you losers who chime in with this.
Wow. Man, oh, man. Did he take that personally?
I thought that was hilarious.
Whoa.
And then just making sure Sal didn't take it personally, wanted to make sure that he's not one of those losers.
I did get laid. What? He said that on the air.
Well, I didn't record it in the newsroom.
Wow. Man, he really wanted the world to know that.
I got to be honest. I don't know what the context is of that, but he said it, which was kind of funny.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. So that was that was Friday.
I did get laid.
What are you wondering? So that was Friday. On Thursday, Hoffman chimed in. So they do this thing where they open trading cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in one of the packs, there was an autographed card. Wow, an autographed card. And I guess it was by Boomer. So I guess Brayden thought for a moment.
Brayden.
My bad.
Brandon, right. I guess he thought it was real for a moment, but then they had to let him know it wasn't so real. And then Hoff called BT
gullible
for failing to pick up on it. Yes, this is about 30 seconds.
I have to say, there is one gullible person in this room that we can get any time. BT.
Why?
Oh, dude, we play you like a fiddle.
What's this guy talking about?
What do you mean you
Wait, am I
like
supposed to be skeptical when you pull the card?
Yes, I would think that most average people in this world would be like, do you guys just pull my chain?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I sold it. We sold it.
Hey, we sell it. We know how to sell it.
You should be writing scripts for wrestling then. You got your amazing sell job.
He did not let that go for like 10 minutes, so he kept going back to it.
It was very funny.
Yeah, no, it was. It's like, nobody's ever called me gullible before in my life.
And right, so then he goes on. It's like,
you
it's the first.
Virgin loser.
I did get laid.
So anyhow, so then it would morph into, they have this punishment for who loses the NFL, NFL pick segment.
Yeah.
So the two losers have to, for lack of a better term, the two losers have to get dressed up in as the wrestlers that Sal, who won, had to make them dress up as. But BT got first choice over which character he was going to dress up as. And this is where Hoff kind of morphs into the WWE punishment, calling him out for being gullible again.
I've never been called gullible. Hmm. That's the first time in my life that I've ever heard
of. I'll tell you this much. I want a Papa Shango really bad, and I got him.
That has nothing to do with.
Yeah, I could have played my hand. I'm just telling you.
What's this guy talking about?
He came to me afterwards, asked me who I should be.
Talking about me?
You asked Hoff?
Who I really want to be? Conversation with them.
And you, Hoff, did you try to sell him?
I just kept
it.
I wasn't going to play my hand.
So, he looks like he played BT.
He did twice now, and BT did not like that.
What's this guy talking about?
And twice he hit you with that.
Oh, man, very funny.
Man, when he gets going, man, it is fun to listen to. But BT gets...
He gets heated.
Oh, he definitely does.
Passionate, as they say. last night, the Commanders beat the Bucs 23-20. Zane Gonzalez kicked the game-winning 37-yard field goal as time expired. This was Melissa Stark and Chris Collinsworth, as Jaden Daniels at one point had a cut on his cheek, and they went to Melissa for the report.
The athletic training staff was waiting for him after the touchdown drive on the sideline. They let him give all his high fives and celebrate. celebrate. Then they sat him down, cleaned it out, put sterile glue on it to close it up, and he's ready to go.
Oh, come on. We wouldn't even show that if it was anybody but a quarterback. But there wouldn't be a cut man on the sideline working on him. It would just be, you look great.
Then go back in there. Not a big deal. Yeah, so that was kind of funny. The Eagles, so you got Washington will play in Detroit on Saturday night. The Eagles beat the Packers 22-10. Jalen Hurts threw for just 131, but did have touchdown passes to Jahan Dotson and Dallas Goedert. Saquon Barkley, a 119 on the ground. He also slid down when he probably could have run for a score, ultimately just ending the game. He was on Fox with Tom Brady afterwards.
I can't break the record now, right? Most important thing is winning games, and it was no my situation. AJ and Smitty kind of gave me crap. Definitely left someone to bone, but at the end of the day, the stat line don't matter. Only stat line that matters is getting dubs and advancing.
And that is it, though. His stat line was pretty damn good.
Oh,
so
he would have.
Yes. He probably could have gone the distance.
That would have been the completion of my four-leg parlay, by the way, if he had that.
Oh, is that true? Wow.
I had Jalen Hurts, 25 or more rushing yards. I had the Eagles covering. I had Josh Jacobs scoring a touchdown. I just needed that.
Wow.
He decided to slide into third base. But I get it.
Philadelphia home for the winner of tonight's game between the Vikings and the Rams on Sunday. Also of note, the Bills beating the Broncos 31-7. Saturday night, the Steelers get buried by the Ravens. Also, the Texans beat the Chargers Saturday. This was Rex Ryan prior to this game on ESPN when they had to make their picks of this game.
Rex, the Chargers are a road favorite in Houston. Are the Chargers the better team?
Greeny, I heard somebody say it was a bye week that the Chargers are going to win. You know who that was? That was me.
A bye week, and then Houston goes out and wins, and you wonder what guys hear and don't hear. Here was D'Amico Ryans in the locker room after the game.
Outstanding job by everybody. How was that bye week?
And then you got Joe Mixon on Instagram.
What are we doing, man?
Yeah, we smoking on that Rex Ryan pack, man.
And they're all like staring into the camera, smoking cigars and having a blast at Rex's expense. He did come on and say, "Yeah, I had a bad day. My bad. Would have picked you if you would have played like this."
Well, so, I'll tell you one thing. They got to be careful. They got to go on the road to Kansas City now.
That is true. That's the early game. Well, early 4:30 on Saturday.
Like win with dignity, win with class. Move on and realize that you have a very big task in front of you.
All true. Knicks beat the Bucks 140-106 tonight. The Knicks are home for the Pistons. The Nets lost to the Jazz in overtime 112-111, and the Cavaliers' winning streak snapped at 12. They lost to the Pacers 108-93. Rutgers home for UCLA tonight.